2 Kings chapter 2. Let me say thank you for the invite. I'm honored to get to come back again. I was here a couple of years ago, and I usually don't get to come back.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Amen. I think A-team couldn't make it, so they called B-team.
Okay.
Truth of the matter is, I'm just glad I'm part of the team, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. And I do consider it an honor. I'm going to read several verses. You bear with me, and the Lord will help us tonight from these thoughts. Probably won't say anything tonight. People, preachers say that, not making an excuse, but if you've been around a while, you've heard preaching, you've heard probably some of these things I'm going to say. You won't have to go home and get your Greek lexicon out or dictionary to understand what I got to say. It's right down here where the rubber meets the road. Amen. If you don't understand what I got to say, you probably qualify for some financial assistance. Amen. So much for that. That didn't go good, did it? But all right, so much for that before I mess up here. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible said, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophet that were Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Sons of the prophet that were Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together, smote the waters, and they divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee.
Sure.
But if not, it shall not be so. It came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, went back, stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, for the day so far. Thank you, Lord, for the good place I got to spend the night and the invite. An honor it is to be here. Lord, I pray you'd help me not be too nervous.
Yes, touch
it. Lord, help me not lean to the arm of the flesh. That you'd help me, I beg you tonight, you'd help me deliver these thoughts, be a help to these folks, and bring honor and glory to your name. We'll thank you for what you do. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Well, most folks here tonight is familiar with this portion of Scripture. I think it's still working, ain't it? Is it doing funny? So, like I say, you're familiar with your Bible. You've heard preaching, or you've read this, or you've been taught something from this Sunday school. Amen. You know, I've been saved since 1974. What's that, 51 years. I've got tired in the way, but I've never got tired of the way. Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for new seniors will reap if you faint not. I've got weary in the way, but I've not fainted. I've stumbled. I've failed.
Yes.
Amen. I've made a lot of blunders.
Uh-huh.
But the good Lord just keeps getting me up, brushing me off,
amen,
and sending me on down the road.
Yes.
We sing that song we used to sing, and I'm not a singer by any means. Part of it said, I've come too far to turn back now.
Yeah.
I say that. That's not a boast by any means. It doesn't make no difference where you're at in your walk with the Lord. You could stumble right at the finish line. That's not my intention by any means. Amen. I'm planning on going on.
Amen.
I'm 75 years old, a little older than that. That's not the end of the world, but I can see it from here. Hallelujah. Amen. I do know I'm on the downhill side of this thing, and I'm closer home than most of you are tonight, and I want to finish right. I do want to finish right. And that's what I want to preach on tonight, just a few minutes. The good Lord be my helper. You pray for me. Amen. On what it takes to go on. You look. You don't have to look in all these verses, but in verse 2, it said, and they too, and so they went down to Bethel. In verse 4, it said, so they came to Jericho. In verse 6, it said, and they went on. I think it's in verse 8, so they went over on dry ground. Verse 11, the first part of that verse, as they still went on. I want to use that thought on what it takes to go on. Amen. I'm not an authority on it, but you help me tonight. We'll get through this. If you get up here and look at this crowd, you'd be a little nervous too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pastored Baptist Church for 10 years. I gave up and went to jail. Amen. Amen. I saw this crowd. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, first of all tonight, what's it take to go on? Well, it takes a revelation from God. Or it takes illumination from God. There in verse 3, the sons of the prophet where Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou? Verse 5, it said the sons of the prophet of Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou? When I say it takes a revelation or illumination, there's some things you just got to know if you're going to go on for the Lord. First of all tonight, very simple thought, you got to know for sure you're saved. You're not going to do any good if you don't know for sure you're saved. Amen. I know I'm saved tonight. Have no doubt about it. Don't ask me on Monday. Amen. I hate Mondays. I never feel saved on Monday. There's not going to be any Mondays in heaven, just one big Sunday. Best thing to do on Monday, get your high-powered rifle, go kill something. That'll help you, amen. You'll get to feel a little more saved about Wednesday. Amen, but the truth of the matter is, you need to know you're saved. I know I'm saved tonight simply because of the birth I've experienced. By this birth, I've been made alive. John chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that our teacher come from God, for no man could do these miracles thou do except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter in the second time in his mother's womb be born? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, cannot enter in the kingdom of God. For that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listens. Now here's the sound of it. Amen. But can't tell whence it cometh or where it goeth. So is everybody that's born of the Spirit. I know I'm saved tonight because of the birth I've experienced. By this birth I've been made alive. He that hath the Son have life. He that hath not the Son of God have not life. He compares the first birth with the second birth. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. You do know you're alive physically, don't you? Amen. Amen. You know that without a doubt. When you get saved, you'll know that you've been born the second time. You say, preacher, have you ever doubted that you got saved since you've been saved? I never did doubt it till I got it. You know, when you're lost, you're in total darkness. You're in spiritual blindness, ignorant of spiritual things. But when you get born again, God quickens your dead spirit, turns a light on down in your darkened soul, opens up your dumb hearing. Hallelujah. Thank God for the new birth. I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad I'm alive. He that hath the Son have life. He that hath not the Son of God have not life. You cannot be saved and not know it. No more than you can be married and not know it. Some of you wish you could forget that experience. Amen. I can tell by looking at you. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, I know I'm saved. I know I'm married. So since I got married, somebody else lives in the house. Hallelujah. Since I got saved, what know you not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is of God. You're not your own. Been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit, which are God. When you get saved, the Holy Ghost had brought you under conviction through the Word of God. Amen. Causing you to want to repent before you know what repentance is. Makes you miserable in your sin. Lets you know why you're a sinner. Not just cause you a sin, but you sin because you're a sinner. You're born that way. You come forth from Adam's loins. Amen. When Eve fell, you fell with him. Unable to get up on your own. You're born with a dead spirit towards God. An Adamic sinful nature. You can't get to God. God has to come to you. He has to turn the light on. And when he turns the light on, you'll know what I'm talking about. Thank God for the new birth. Hallelujah. Amen. What a happy day. Happy day when I got saved. 1974. At 11:30 on a Sunday morning in the month of November. Amen. I walked in Fairview Bible Baptist Church. Hair down on my back. Pair of bell bottom breeches on with patches on them. A t-shirt with a peace sign on it. Needle tracks in both my arms. Smell of whiskey and beer on my breath. Depressed on my way to hell. I didn't know what I was doing in that place when I first got there. Jesus said, no man could come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. Somebody had a hold of me that day. Drawed me over there. I walked in there depressed, loaded down with guilt and shame. Sat down next to my grandpa and grandma who went there. That preacher was a preaching on Calvary. Amen. He said, God loves you. I thought he was talking to me. And by the way, he was. Hallelujah. When he got done preaching, they didn't have to sing three sad songs by the Do Right Quartet to get me to move. I actually got saved sitting in the pew. Didn't know that until I read my Bible later. I believed with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sin. I wanted to turn from my wicked ways. That's repentance. Amen. Amen. How am I doing right there? And when he said, Preacher Weston, they're all in heaven tonight. But he said, would anybody? I'd been in that church enough to know when they said anybody. Amen. I fell out of that pew, slid in on my face on an altar. Somebody said, you pray the sinner's prayer. I guess I did. What did I know about a sinner's prayer? Every prayer I ever prayed was a sinner's prayer. They said, you come down the Romans Road. No, I drove down Marguerite Drive. Hallelujah. Thank God Almighty. When I got up off my knees, my heart was full of peace. Heavy load of guilt and shame rolled off me. My little grandma was doing that. Hey, hey, hey. Thank God I know I've been saved. You didn't know that. Amen. You ain't going nowhere. Amen. If you don't know that. Right. Amen. I know you can't get saved by feeling. But that's all somebody said. You can't trust your feeling. That's all I had to go on that day. Before I got over there, I felt dirty and filthy and ungodly. When I trusted him, I felt clean. Had peace in my heart. I know you don't get saved one time, but I thought if I could have that same experience again, I'd go join the Church of God. They do it about every week. It's a one-time deal. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you're a Church of God, you hang around. You'll be a Baptist when you get to heaven. Hang around. It'll help you. Where was I at before I got smart like that? Amen. I'm glad I know I'm saved. Do you know that tonight? I'm not trying to preach no doubt on you, but if you're always wrestling with doubt, God don't want you to have doubt. Let me go on. Took too long with that, didn't I? I know I'm saved by the birth I've experienced. I know I'm saved by the Bible I've examined. By this Bible, I have full assurance. These things have been written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. You ain't going to know nothing if you don't read it. Isn't that right? Amen. There's a lot of times I don't feel saved. But I'm not going to call God a liar. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right. Amen. He's not going to lie to you. Right. You wouldn't really call on him if the Holy Ghost hadn't brought you to that place. Amen. Y'all know what this book says. He gave some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. Here we all come to the unity of the faith, under the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of darkness by the sleight of men, by the cunning craftiness, whereby the lying wait deceived, but speaking the truth in love, we grow up in him and all things which is head, even Christ, whom the whole body is fitly joined together, compacted with joints supplied, according to the effectual work in every part, making increase of the body, as thyself in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen out? I worked hard on that. That didn't impress you much. You say you talk fast. I drank a couple of them Coke Zeros. I feel like Superman right now. Can't get the Holy Ghost on you. Drink a couple of them. They're heavy. He said not to forsake the assembly of self together as a man of assembly, exhorting one another even so much more as we see that they approach you. I got saved on Sunday morning, show back up on Sunday night, for I knew it was a sin not to be there. Some of y'all ain't got that yet. James 4 said, for him, no, do it good. Do it not him, it's a sin. Oh, yeah. They didn't even count you being saved. Well, I got saved till you showed up on Wednesday. Some folks said in that church believe you could lose it. Some believe forever. I didn't know how long it was going to last. The greatest day of my life. I thought, boy, as weak as I've been, if you could lose it, just land out on Wednesday. As weak as I've been, I sure didn't want to go to hell for just landing out on Wednesday. How am I doing on that? Amen. That went over. I felt the rift on that, and that took a nosedive right there. You got this outfit. Nowadays, they don't have three services a week. That's why they got hubcaps in their ears. Logging chains the side of their nose. Looked like it fell in the tackle box. Ain't we having the time now? That's why their hair is orange and pink and purple. Anybody want to testify right there? We're having a good time. I don't know if you are or not. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm just trying to tell you. When I got saved, the Lord didn't tell me to go do nothing. To come unto me, all your labor, heavy laden, I give you rest. I look like a hippie. I really wasn't a hippie. Because if you're a hippie, you're a communist, pretty much. We know what party votes that way. Woo! That went over. Amen. Folks that drive Subarus. That's a private joke, I think. I'm getting messed up here. We have that privilege of going to church. I know nothing about the Bible. I couldn't hardly wait to get back to church. Sometimes I'd go 45 minutes early to church. If I didn't do nothing else, I went out and back smoked with the deacons. I mean, I'm just glad to be there, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Go down there 3 times a week. Amen. Preacher and Bible teacher teach you what this book. Teach you how to write it, divide it, put it in the right place, the right people at the right time. But you won't be as confused as a termite and a yo-yo when you read your Bible. Amen. Isn't that right? That King James Bible, the only Bible that is a real Bible. Isn't that right? Amen. You got to get in that book. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers, against powers, against rules of darkness, this world, against spiritual weak and high place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand even day. Then all do to stand therefore, have your loins girded about the truth, having on the breastplate of right, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, where it shall be quenched all the fire, darts of the wicked, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the spirit, watching therefore all persevere supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. If I ever quit preaching, I'm going to get me a job as an auctioneer. They make more money than I do anyhow. I'm just trying to tell you, amen, you got to learn something. Isn't that right? Amen. Well, let me go on here. It's just point number one. Not just because of the birth I've experienced, the Bible exam, the behavior I've exhibited. By this behavior, I'm greatly amazed. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Romans 12 said, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by mercy of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is reasonable, sir. Be not conformed to this world, but you transform by the renewing of your mind. Might prove it a good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Amen. See, you don't belong to yourself no more. You belong to Him. Amen. He paid the price at Calvary. Shed His blood. Amen. That you could be saved. Yes. You belong to Him. Yes. Amen. Yes. God changed. And that's not I'm not bragging about my sin. Before I got saved, I just... A long-haired hippie, amen, drug head, dope head, drunk, whatever you want, just a bum. That's pretty much bottom line. was probably in about every jail within a 50-mile radius where I live at one time or another for some stupid thing I did while I was all hyped up. They wouldn't do with a gun to my head sober. Didn't scare me one bit. But I got ashamed of it all. Got sick of it. Sick of sin, being depressed, broke, down in the gutter all the time. Amen. Conviction.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank God.
I've been saved all these years. Amen. Amen. I'm no different really as a person except the way I live and act as I did that day I got saved. Amen. I heard these out there said, no, don't make no difference how you look on the outside as long as he's on the inside. How would I know he's on the inside? I can't see the inside.
That's right. Yeah.
James said, show me thy faith without thy works. I'll show you my faith by my works. As the body is dead without spirit, so is faith without works. I can't see the inside. But when God starts changing you and using you for anything, those that can't see the inside by looking at the outside can tell by the outside there's been a change on the inside. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad he changed my life. Matter of fact, he didn't just save my soul. He kept me out of hell. Everybody I run with, about everybody I know, except a handful, very few, they're all in hell now for the same crew I run with. I'm trying to say something without being mean here. I know I'm saved by the birth I experienced, the Bible I examined, the behavior I've exhibited. I'm glad he changed my life. Also because of the belt that I've endured. By this belt I have a great advantage. Hebrews 12, wherefore seeing we all can pass about with so great a cloud of witness, let's run with patience a race is set before, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him which endured such contradiction, sinner against himself, they should be weary and faint in your mind. You've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as the children of my son? Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint without rebuke to him for whom the Lord loveth. He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. But if you endure chastisement, God dealeth with you as son. What son? He the father chastiseth not. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all partaketh, then you're a bastard and not a son. We've had fathers of our flesh who corrected us. We gave them reverence. Shall we not much more being subjected to father's spirit and live? For they barely for a few days chastened at their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be a partaker of his holiness.
Amen.
Thank God for holiness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When you get saved, I know this, I keep making this thing ring here something. When you get saved, and the Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whereby you're sealed.
Right.
So when you get saved, the Holy Spirit took up his abode inside you. Permanent dwelling, never to leave. So you get sin in your life, you don't have to wait till Sunday to know it's there.
Amen.
When you grieve him, when you sin, he'll tell you not to do it. Tell you, stay away from that. Don't go that place. Get away from them. And you don't listen. You go ahead and do it anyway. And then you grieve him. He grieves you that you grieve him. You don't lose peace with with God, but you lose the peace of God. And if you haven't been saved long, you'll think you're lost again. Because you let that happen. In other words, what I'm trying to say, you cannot get right and not want to live right. If you don't want to live right, you ain't never got right. Because if you ever got right and you ain't right, you won't get right if you ever been right. Ain't that right? Well, sure, that's right. See, it's not you. It's a new man in you. You got two natures. You got an old fleshly nature, just as wicked as ever. You got a divine nature, God in you. Amen. Am I doing any good right here? It's just like Noah on that ark when the flood was over. Amen. First he let out a raven. That's a picture of a lost person. Amen. That raven didn't come back, but he sent out a dove. Amen. That dove's a picture of a saved person. Also the Holy Spirit. Found no place, no rest for her feet. Didn't have to go hunting, wire the hinges out on the screen door, get her to come back. Amen. Hallelujah. The point is, Noah had the key to the cage. He could turn loose either one he wanted to at first. You have the key to the cage. Bible said, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, work with his hand that which is good may give to him. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to you, shall edify and make minister grace. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you sealed unto them that all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away all matters, be kind one another, tender hearted, forgive one another, God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, you ever get mad? You married? They ain't yet, because they're happy, a new couple. He'll be just one of us later, won't he? Amen. A lowly servant. I've been married for 47 years. Amen. I've never won one of the fusses, but I'm not giving up the fight. I know I'm right, whether she admits it or not. Amen. I told her I was sorry many times when I really wasn't, just before I could sleep at night. They're not going to tell you they are. Hallelujah. Ain't we having a time now? Amen. Promise to never go to bed mad. I stayed up a week at a time, but I've kept my end of the bargain. How am I doing right now? What are you saying, preacher? I had the key to the cage. I had them two natures. Which one you want to turn loose? Greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. I believe I'm right. I think on that ark there were 7 clean animals, 2 dirty ones. We have, in other words, there's more power in us to help us not lose our temper and say stupid stuff. Amen. I'm doing there. I think that's right. Don't correct me if it ain't. I hate criticism, either constructive or critical. Keep it to yourself. I don't like none of it. Amen. I'm doing right there. Some of you ain't got no sense of humor. I'm telling you, you didn't see me. Well, where was I at? What it takes to go on. I've lingered there too long. I really have. It takes a revelation. Amen. You're not going to go nowhere for the Lord if you ain't sure you're saved. Right. Right. It also takes determination to go on. I think there in verse 2 and verse 6, he said, I will not leave thee. It was a test. He refused to be separated from Elijah till he got his heart's desire.
That's right.
He wanted a double portion of the spirit. Amen. That this great prophet had.
Yes.
He was determined.
Yes.
He was determined to go all the way.
Yes,
until that mantle fell on him.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You got to make up your mind. I think it's Jeremiah 12:5. If you run with the footmen, they will you. How are you going to contend with the horses? If in the land of peace when thou trustest, where are you, what are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan?
Yes.
If the little things knock you out of the race, what are you going to do when you face a real problem?
Yes.
What are you going to do when you walk in a clinic and find out you're some kind of cancer that's going to eat you up within the next 6 months? What are you going to do then? I don't know about you, amen. I'm going to hang around the church. There's been a million times I've not been able to pray. But if it wasn't for God's people, I wouldn't be able to finish. Thank God Almighty. I'm telling you, neighbor, there ain't no help out there for you. Amen. The help you got, it's kind of like that little old coney over in Proverbs 30. He's a little feeble folk, kind of like a small rabbit-like creature. He makes his home in a rock. He don't get up like some of these crazy TV lion catch outfit. Got up every Monday and act like they go rebuke Satan and runs off with his tail between his legs like a whoop pup. I got news for you. Amen. That little old coney stays around the rock. I'll hang around the church. Amen. Up on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He don't get up and shake his fist at the fox and the wolf and the mountain lion. When he sees one of them, he runs to the rock. That's where the help's at. I'm telling you, neighbor, just hang around the rock. Jesus can take care of it. Hallelujah. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I like them services, don't you? When God lets us fly around a little bit. You know, I have been so depressed, wondering if I'm even saved. Walk in the house of God, sing 2 or 3 songs, and the well gets a bubbling, and the wind gets a blowing down in my soul, and I'm ready to fly around a little bit. I think the Lord lets us enjoy those things, and we all get a little dose out every now and then. But if that's the only time you think you had a good service, you're going to be greatly disappointed. Am I doing any good now? I like to get there when it happens, but all of them are not that way. Am I doing any good? Amen. I like that. But sometimes you got to come down to the real world. He said, you run and not be weary. Be sober, be vigilant. Adversary of the devil's a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes, sir.
He said he thirsts after the water, like a deer, like a hart after the water brook. So thirsts my soul after thee, O God. It's deer running from a mountain lion. Probably done been wounded. I heard Jeremy Kisholm say this here a few years ago in a meeting. Maybe he'd already been wounded with a dart. That deer's running. It's kind of like your job you work on. Listen to that filth all week. Got to work around people. God put you there to be a light in a dark place. And somebody said, I wish I worked around Christians all the time. What good would you be? God put you the light in a dark place to shine light on the darkness desire. But sometimes you get vexed by the filthy conversation, grieves your spirit. You're thinking to yourself, even you've been wounded like a deer. He's thinking, if I could get down there to that water, if I could just get near the water. And the old Jeremy Kisholm said that deer, he'd been wounded and bleeding like sometimes we get that way. He lays down in that stream and that water runs over that wounded and that blood stops flowing. That's what that book will do right there to you. I need to get down to the water brook, if you please. Hallelujah. Not always flying. I believe God lets us fly. You notice the process from flying to walking, not from walking to flying. I believe he likes us to let us fly on Sunday. He's also concerned how we hit the ground on Monday. Am I going anywhere here? I'm trying to hurry, but I was so nervous before I got up here. Now y'all are nervous. I feel better that you're nervous instead of me. Amen. Well, where was I at? It takes a revelation. You got to make up your mind. Amen. We can't just baby you all your life. We baby babies. We try to help them get some spiritual muscle. Feed them the sincere milk of the word. Try to get them there. But then later on, you got to get some beans and taters. Strong meat of God's word. It won't always make you shout, but it'll help you get down the road. Amen. Am I doing any good? Well, you got to make up your mind. And I'm not bragging, but I've made up my mind. Then it takes motivation. As the Lord liveth, and our soul liveth, I'll not leave thee, he said. Some folks say Joel Osteen's a motivational speaker. He don't motivate me, he nauseates me. I spend 30 days to slap him and his wife in jail, amen. But the love of God constraineth me, amen. How anybody can listen to that mess is beyond me. I felt a little riff. Some of y'all sent him some money lately, I know you. Motivation. Titus 2 said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to all men, teaching us, denying ungodly world, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You know what these meetings are for? Get the zeal back in us. Fire us back up a little bit. Amen. Isn't that right? I like a zealous car, don't you? Yeah. I got caught not long ago being a little zealous. Had to calm you back down, amen. Nothing no more frightening than a Tennessee State Trooper car. It'd scare you to death. They scared me when I was lost. They scared me since I've been saved. I don't like to see them no time, amen. Hey, well, I need a priest up here to confess my sins too, but amen, I know obey the laws of the land. I paid the fine, so keep that to yourself. I know what Romans 13 says. Amen. I paid the fine. Amen. If you want to help me pay the fine, criticize me if you want to. Amen. I'm trying to make some fun there. Some of y'all don't have no fun, I can tell by looking at you. The truth of the matter is, motivation. Preachers try to motivate us every week. Try to get us stirred up. Been tied up all week working, and the aggravation of the week and frustration. And you come in, they want you to leave with a little better attitude, a little more zeal about you than when you started. Amen. 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 I remember, I know over in Revelation 2, talk about we left our first love. You remember that first love? I know I've been down the road a long time, but sometimes I wish I could get back there. Boy, I knew so much about everybody. Or listen to all the gossip and the rubbish people fill your mind full. Or hear all the bad stuff and take the joy out of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You all remember when you got married or you fell in love? You know, I fell in love with my wife first sight. Amen. I didn't get that off Dr. Field or that Oprah, that screwball. Yes. I didn't. It really happened to me.
Yeah.
I knew she loved me, but it's going to take some convincing. You know, the Lord loved us at first sight.
Yeah.
He knew whether we was going to love him back or not, but it took some convincing. I remember before I got saved, I'd go down. I didn't know who it was then. My grandma taught me into going to church. I usually find me a place in the back. Back in those days, in the early 70s, late 60s, you know, I used to try to find me some big fat-headed fella to hide behind. Or back then, them women had them big bouffant hairdos, you know. You could hide. You can't find nowhere to hide no more. I didn't know the Holy Ghost. But that preacher preached in the Spirit of God. I know him now. Get to moving up and down that church, and I feel something. Make me ashamed. Tear bubble at my eyes. I was just an old rough boy. I didn't want nobody to see any weakness in me. And I'd be a wife. I didn't know who it was. You know who that was? Holy Ghost. You know what he's doing to me? He said, I love you, boy. That's why I take my wife out before I married her. You know, met her. I take her out and buy her dresses. Dresses. I buy her jewelry. I fill her car up with gas. Wash it. One reason I didn't have one of my own. I tell her I loved her, and she looked at me like y'all doing right now, like I was crazy. But I didn't give up. That's the way the Lord did me. I go some other time, and same experience. I didn't know who it was. I'd be so ashamed, and tears bubble up my eye, and I'd be trying to keep anybody from seeing it. I told my wife I'd take her out somewhere. I didn't give up on her because I loved her. I'm glad he didn't give up on me. After I courted her and wooed her, one day I was telling her how much I loved her, and she got to cry and said, I love you too. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. Y'all remember that? You two remember. It just happened to you here lately. Hallelujah. You remember. These other folks act like they want to forget it, but it was a great day. Amen. You know, I've been married 47 years, you know. Used to, when you first get fall in love, you want to talk to them every day. Want to see them if you can. That's the way it is with the Lord.
Amen. Sure it is.
You first get saved, you can't hardly wait to get down there. Whatever the preacher preached, just what you need.
Yeah.
Whatever song they sung, I couldn't sing. I'd get right in there with them, get the weeping.
Yeah.
Fell in love.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with us? We've lost that zeal. I've been married to her 47 years now. If she ain't in the car when I'm ready to go, I drag her legs down the road. Hey, I still love her, but something happened to her. That's a terrible illustration, ain't it? That's about the way we do the Lord. That's what church is for. That's what these meetings are for. That's why we get together and try to... I'm not talking about just some pumped up nothing. I'm talking about something... Help you go a little longer. Help you go a little longer. Well, it took revelation, determination, motivation. It takes association. And they too went on. They too went over. It doesn't matter who you run with. How can two walk together except to be agreed? Be not unequal, yoked together with the unbeliever. What fellowship is right with unright? What communion have light with darkness? What concord is Christ with Baal? What party he to believe with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with all of you? The temple of the living God. God shall I dwell in them and walk in them and be their God. Wherefore come out from amongst them, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I should be fine. You should be my son and daughter, saith the Lord. Having therefore these promises, dear Lord, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. I know the saved people in other denominations. I know that. Amen. You don't have to be a Baptist to be saved. You got to be one to be right. Sure you do. Amen. Let me leave that alone. Amen. It does matter who you run with. Who you identify with. Amen. I'm not ashamed of what I believe. Amen. I'm a Bible-believing Baptist. King James Bible. Premillennialist. Sure I am. You say, I'm not. You will be when you get to heaven if you make it. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm hurrying. I promise I'm hurrying. Takes a revelation, determination, motivation, association. Takes a demonstration. Elijah took that mantle and smote it in the water, divided hither and thither. Oh, Elisha's seen that demonstration of the power of God. It'll keep you going. I'm living proof of the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That would save somebody like me, change my life. That is a demonstration of the power of God. My dad was a World War II veteran. I'm winding down here. Amen. My dad was a sinner and he expressed his sinful nature outwardly just as much as a sinner could do it. I was raised in a sinner's home. Everybody in the family was sinners. My dad, I got saved. Amen. I left home as a boy. My other sisters and brothers, they left and went every which way. My dad was a World War II veteran. He was tough as shoe leather. He went through the war in the Navy, joined the Army Air Corps when the war was over, which is the Air Force now. My dad was a cussingless, most vulgar talking man. Didn't make no difference with young'uns, women, make no difference who was around. He'd fight in the drop of a hat, drop the hat to fight, smoked two or three packs of cigarettes a day, drank liquor and booze, treated himself bad, and when he was 52 or 3 years old, he had a stroke, paralyzed him, made him very bitter, crippled him up real bad. I had no help to help me. My brother was a drunk. My sister was. My younger brother lived way off, and I just got married. My dad was such a hateful, ornery man. You could not deal with him. Just got married, working, just married, making ends meet, and I still feel bad about it. Me and him didn't get along, but I loved my dad. Tried to take care of him. I put him in a nursing home there in town. He was all crippled up. Amen, he hated my guts for that. I hated I had to do it. And I know you say, preacher, I wouldn't have done that. You'd had to know him. Amen. But I go down there 3-4 times a week, make sure he's treated right, make sure he had everything he needed. Amen. The lady that run that place said, Mr. Epps, your dad's so mean to everybody. I don't know why you come down here. I said, he's my dad. I love my dad. My dad's going to hell. Amen. My wife, I'd come home from down there, and she'd say, you always come home so depressed. My dad could take words. He was very witty. If you talk to him about the Lord, he can lay you in the dust about something he knowed about you. They don't understand. Amen. About the new nature. No, they bring up your old past. And if you stumble any at all in front of them, they'll throw that up in your face. Humiliate you. Amen. I'm just trying to make a point here. He cussed me. Said, I don't know what you got. If I ever get what you say you got, I'd do better with it than you do. I'd put notes under his pillow, tell him that Jesus loved him, how God died for him, and he'd save him. He'd wad him up, throw him in the trash. My brother come along and sobered up, got my dad out. I was angry about that for a while, but it worked out all right. My dad had that stroke. He's either 52 or 3 when it happened. My dad lived in a wheelchair till he's 73 years old. I had everybody I know to pray for him. My prayers didn't seem to go nowhere. I'd give up, just about give up on him. He was so hard-hearted, so rough to talk to, but I went to see him one day just to visit. My dad was as white, pale as that a piece of paper is right there, skin and bone, sitting in a wheelchair, and the Holy Ghost nudged me one more time and said, tell him one more time. I dreaded it. I argued in my mind. I said, oh man, and he just impressed me, and I asked my wife and my family to leave the room. They wanted to know what was wrong. I said, nothing's wrong, just leave. My dad's sitting in a wheelchair. I'm talking about the power of God. My dad didn't look up that day. He didn't say a word. I said, Dad, you've lived like a fool. You let the devil flesh and the world put you in this wheelchair. Looks to me like you're going to die like a flu. Let the devil drag you out of that chair off in hell. But you don't have to. The Lord knew how rotten you'd be, how bad you'd be before you was ever born. He loves you just as much as he loves me. He wants to save you, Dad. He didn't look up. He didn't say a word. I didn't stick no Bible verse under his nose. I didn't ask him to repeat a prayer. I fell down on my knees weeping in front of his wheelchair. I begged God, please, Lord, don't let my dad go to hell out of this wheelchair. Please save my dad. I left thinking I'd made a fool of myself. 3 days later, my wife called me on a Sunday. I was out of town preaching. She's a weeping and rejoicing. She said, guess who got saved today? Your dad rode in here this morning in a wheelchair. I rolled down the aisle weeping. They baptized him wheelchair and all. Hey. That is the power of God. That's the power of the God. I watched him breathe his last breath. He's 76 in the back of an ambulance. I watched that little heart, my. He lived for God best he could for 3 years. Amen. That's the power of God.
Amen.
Don't give up on them. I ain't picking on you for smoking. My dad smoked cigarettes from the time he's 10-year-old till the day he got saved. Probably 2 to 3 packs a day. I noticed he lived with my brother and his third wife. Phew, what a mess. My brother's married 3 times. If you put all of them brain in a box, it wouldn't, it's dynamite, it wouldn't blow the fuzz off a piece. I'm going to hang around the first one I got. That didn't fit right there, did it? Amen. Some of you woke back up, amen. I watched my dad, he kept walling these little hard candies in his mouth. He's all crippled up, laying in the bed, couldn't hardly do nothing but watch TV. I felt sorry for him. That's what you're doing. He said, Jesus wouldn't smoke them, would he? He said, what else can I do? I've wasted my whole life. That don't sound like much, but you had to know. I never heard my dad say he was sorry to nobody about nothing. I never heard him say he loved nobody, but he'd tell me he loved me. My mother and him been busted up when he was a kid. My mother was lost, come to visit one day, and he said, Lucille, I'm so sorry for being such a sorry husband. That's the power of God. One day he said, this praying really works, don't it, David? He said, I've been praying for your mama to get saved. She did. About 2 months before she died, she did. That's the power of God. And then last of all, it takes anticipation. I don't know if Elijah, you know, followed Elijah around. Got up every day, looked up. Said, Lord, you're coming to get him today. Had to keep you going, won't it? Lord, you're coming today.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, he may have confidence, not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know he is righteous, you know what everyone that doeth righteous upon him. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And the world knows us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. Doth not yet appear what we should be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him. And every man have this hope in him. Purify himself, even if he is pure.
Yeah.
Are you coming today, Lord? I don't want nothing in my heart, Lord. I know I ain't going to get no reward. I just don't want to be ashamed. Is there anything there, Lord, if you come today, that I need to get fixed? You got anything in your life that needs to be fixed? Because he come. Any second he could come. He's coming to get us. Amen. That'll keep you going. That'll keep you clean. If you just think about him coming, because it's going to be in a twinkling of an eye. Before you can bat an eye. Howdy. That's hard to get hold of, ain't it? Snatch us right out of here. I understand folks that's got sin. I know all our sins been cleansed. But you know when you sin, it grieves the Holy Ghost. Makes you miserable. He didn't even say you had to ask him to forgive. He said just confess them. If you confess your sins, you don't have to ask him for you. He doesn't forgive. He just wants you to admit to him what he already knows about you and get that guilt off you that you can have the peace of God back. Why would you come in church with something in your life that God knows about? And by the way, a lot of other people know about it. Why would you want to go out with the same heavy burden on you as you come in with?
That's right.
I'm planning on going on. Come on up here, preacher. I'm done. Thank you for letting me be part of your meeting.